42 years ago, Mary Veronica Colasar began attending the St. Thomas Aquinas Parish in Cache Valley. The community was more fluid and smaller then, she says, but members formed a strong bond despite the comings and goings of faculty and students living in a college community where most of the residents belonged to another faith.
We were a very close community. I always say that I'm not sure I would still be Catholic if we hadn't come to Logan, Utah, but gotten involved with St. Thomas Aquinas. Our entire social life for the early years with our kids and everything was involved with church. People were there for one another always.
Her favorite experiences center around this community and the events they hold. She found Seder Supper, a meal to celebrate deliverance and the overcoming of trials, to be particularly meaningful.
We used to have, for us, the Easter week, the week before Easter, we call it Holy Week. That's the liturgical center of our church. We used to start the Thursday service with an actual Seder Supper to reenact the Seder Supper that Jesus was at. And that was really, really wonderful. That was a very moving experience. Just all the activities that brought us together as individuals and made us a community.
During her time worshiping at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, Colasar has seen the congregation change, similar to the changes she has witnessed in her Cache Valley community throughout the years, with more refugees and people immigrating to Utah from parts of the world where Catholicism is the dominant religion. The environment at the Hyde Park Church has changed.
We are probably about 70% Hispanic, and it's exciting. Great deal of cultural richness that they've brought to the community.
The parish's original 1942 chapel was located on 5th North in Logan. And like the location, the services today have changed and will continue to change to meet the needs of who is attending.
People are so busy now. That's the big change. We don't have the social events. Like many churches, we don't have as many young people attending the church. And that's true in many different organizations. And people are so busy that they don't have the time to do the volunteer work. But I think what's going to change is we're either going to have to make a bigger outreach to young people. And I think this is true of the entire church, not just our parish, or we're going to see people drifting away.
Now there are 5 different services at the Northern Utah Catholic Church. 2 are in Spanish and 1 caters to university students. And probably the most recent change that members are celebrating in addition to the past 75 years is the naming of Reverend Oscar A. Solis as the 10th Bishop of Salt Lake City, who will also oversee the future of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.